We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's Byte.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The following is a presentation of Learfield. Welcome to Duck Insider.
Our whole athletic department, there's a level of expectations of success.
Throw, catch, touchdown, Oregon.
He can run and slam.
This is back out for a three. Left wing is good.
In the air to center, back at the wall. It's out of here.
Really excited that we get to ref our Ducks
and hopefully come back to Eugene with some championships.
Indoor track and field national champion.
Oregon repeats as the Pac-12 champion.
And for the fourth time in the last 6 years, the Ducks are Pac-12 champions.
We have so many teams that are excelling right now, and it's really fun to be a part of.
This is Duck Insider on the Oregon Sports Network from Learfield. Presented by On Point Community Credit Union. Better banking, local solutions. Live from the Country Financial Studio, here's Joey Mack.
It is game day eve as we approach kickoff between Oregon and Stony Brook. Jerry Allen's here, everybody. He's getting his folder out. The manila envelope is ready. And look at that! Look at the timing! Look at the timing! It's Mike Jorgensen! Mike Jorgensen is here, too, at least virtually. Yeah, look at that. Jorgie Kinect, man, that was, like, perfect timing. Jorgie knows exactly how long the show open is, and he connected right when we started the show. Jorgie, that was perfect timing. Well done, gentlemen. Welcome to the Country Financial Studio. It's a Friday. Get your ibuprofen ready because we've got some picks to make, everybody. Jorgie, how are you, buddy?
That was an accident, by the way. That was really an accident. I just want to let you know that, so... Doing good from my end. Good to see you guys.
I would have believed that it was completely intentional, wouldn't you?
Hey, take credit for it, Jorgie. Take credit for it.
Yeah. Come on now. Hey, it's Duck Insider presented by On Point Community Credit Union. We've got Oregon and Stony Brook coming up. 4:30 kickoff on Pac-12 Network. We'll have a 2:30 pregame show across the Oregon Sports Network. And in fact, guys, I got to tell you something. I got a call from a fan this morning. And he said, hey, you know, last year it was really nice because the radio broadcast synced up with the TV broadcast perfectly. I never had to pause anything. It was just perfect.
Wow.
Well, and I thought about it, and I went, well, you know why? Because we were calling it off the same feed that everybody was watching at home for the most part.
That's right.
So everything was synced up. Well, this very nice fan, he calls and he says, guys, I got to tell you, it's the most irritating thing in the world because I don't want to listen to the TV guys. I want to listen to Jerry and Jorgie because they make me feel like I'm at Autzen Stadium. And I went, well, first of all, you're my guy.
Hero. Like,
this is my hero. This is the guy that I want to hear from. And second of all, it reminded me that, yeah, that's a thing. You can sync it all up. I feel like I don't talk about that enough, guys. So you can use an audio delay, or you can pause on the DVR to sync up to the radio if you're listening on one of the online streams. Sometimes that works better depending on where you're streaming the game from. And everybody always asks me, hey, why can't we just make this uniform? Well, it's because there's so many different broadcast providers now for TV that we can't sync it to just one or the other. So anyway, guys, I just thought that was a cool story, and you'd want to hear that to brighten up your Friday.
That makes you feel good knowing that people want to listen to you. I mean, yeah. We would love for you to be able to hear us every time, and if we could get every one of you a delay device so you could match it up, that would be the best of all worlds. But Jorgie and I have talked about this before, so this week we will talk slower and let the TV catch up to us.
That's right. Yeah, I mean, and you know, like, not to get into the technological nitty-gritty, but TV takes longer to render than radio. Like, sound travels faster than sight. That's really the fundamental of it, right? And so, anyway, I just thought it was a cool story. And if you ever have any questions, seriously, if anybody has questions about your specific scenario of how can I get this to work to sync it up, trust me, I have been through every single one of those scenarios at least once. I will figure it out for you. Email me. My email is on goducks.com, and I'm on Twitter at JoeyMacUO. And Jerry's on Twitter at Voice of the Ducks, though I don't know that he's going to be able to help you as much.
No. Technology? No. Plug in the wall? Light didn't come on? Maybe it's the bulb. I don't know.
Sometimes it's the plug.
Sometimes it's the pluggy.
Yeah, sometimes it's all of the above. Anyway, guys, Keys to the Game is where we always like to start on a Friday. Then we're going to make some picks. Jorgie's joining us, it looks like, from his home office because he actually has a day job. So we're going to get him out of here as quick as we can. Keys to the Game, guys. You know, I think that Stony Brook, this is a team that on paper, you just look at it, Oregon should win this game. We know that. But as Coach Cristobal said, good teams go and win on the road. Great teams then continue to win the games they're supposed to win at home. I think for Oregon, it's going to be stop the run early and really establish your dominance at the line of scrimmage. Stony Brook, don't look now. They actually pride themselves on running the football. Running back's pretty good for their level. I think stopping the run, that's my first key. Jorgie, what do you got?
Yeah, I mean, the strength of this defense so far this year, if you look at it statistically anyway, has been run stop, run defense. They've been able to do a nice job against not only Fresno State that had an excellent tailback, but an Ohio State team that really prides themselves on the ability to run the ball. So, yeah, stop the run, but more than that, just stay sharp. You know, sharp execution on both sides of the ball. Don't just wander into this game thinking you're going to be able to go through the motions, because oftentimes that'll bite you in the rear or potentially lead to injuries or whatever else it might do. So, you know, just stay sharp. Have a good week of practice and have everybody ready to play. But, you know, we know we're going to see the starters right off the bat. They need to establish things. They need to show that what they've practiced all season long and all week long is executed on the field tomorrow with Stony Brook.
Jerry, what do you think?
Well, I actually made some notes whole wheat bread, meat, olive, and that's the wrong list. Wrong list. Just a minute. Get the right list out here.
He's got the manila folder,
okay.
Jorgie.
Okay. Execute every single thing you do to the maximum of your ability. They did that for the most part at Ohio State. And I don't care who you're playing. I don't care whether it's Ohio State, Stony Brook, or the New York Giants, who I think the Ducks could beat only because of Jorgie's favorite team. Just execute. Execute your blocks. Finish your blocks. Just execute your offense and defense, and I don't care who you're playing, they're going to have trouble with you because you're a good team.
Right.
Well said. Also, Howard says, sight is faster than sound, yes, but then Aubrey chiming in, not for rendering. That's right, bigger video file. That's what I'm talking about.
What?
Did any of that make sense?
What?
Did any of what I said at the beginning of this show make sense today? Did I say all completely backwards?
No, no.
What was
the question?
Thank you, Jorgie. Mike Jorgensen's here with us. Yeah, you know, guys, I think, too, one thing that I want to hit on is that there's going to be updated game day policies every week. We've been talking about that.
Yes.
Go to GoDucks.com. Familiarize yourself with those policies. Download the GoDucks game day app for mobile ticketing. Let's just say that Don Essig's famous line might be tested this weekend, it sounds like it. But judging from the smoke that's currently in the Willamette Valley, I am ready for some rain, guys.
Yeah, me too.
Going to make it an enjoyable experience at Autzen Stadium. And we do know that concessions were a little bit of a heartache for some people standing in line. There will be more concession stands open, but still bear with us. So we've, and if you know anybody who wants to work concessions or a group for a fundraising effort that wants to work concessions, we need them.
Yeah, they need bodies. I mean, you know, and they're not just Oregon and Inside Autzen and the concession, but all businesses across this state and the nation are looking for people to get back to work. Well, it's hit us too. So, not as many concession stands that first game because we just didn't have bodies to run them. So, if you have a church group or a high school group or any kind of a group that would want to come, you know, volunteer to get paid to help work concessions, it's so much fun being at a Duck game. So. You know, call the athletic department. Just give them a call. Yeah. Say, how can I help?
Yeah, seriously, get in touch. There's going to be a need. Elsewhere for this game, guys, you know, a lot of people talk about in a game like this, you want to see the backups, right? You want to see more guys on the field. As Jorgi alluded to, starters got to get in there. You do want to see those guys, but Jorgi, it is important to establish control early because then you do get into some of those backup units, right?
Yeah, I mean, that's probably the comment I made in relation to staying sharp and execution is coming out right away and establishing, as you just said, Joey, establishing the line of scrimmage, establish that you are the better team, take care of business so that you can get to that next step, whenever it is in the game, that the next line of players get a chance to get in. I'll tell you what, last week we saw a next line of players at the peak and then the heat of a huge game. And we've seen what some of those guys can do, but we want to see more. And so execute, do what you're supposed to do at the beginning of the game, and I think they'll get there. But, you know, again, come out firing.
Oregon volleyball also in action this morning. They won. They're going to be in action again this afternoon. Updates on that. Oregon soccer against Portland tonight. Look at the schedule and, of course, a 4:30 kickoff for Oregon football tomorrow. Guys, we're going to get a quick timeout. When we come back, it's time to make picks. And for the first time this season, I am not going first.
Ooh. Well, yeah, we need to find out what happened last week.
That's right, we do.
That's right.
We got some Sylvan Ridge Winery picks coming up. More talk on Oregon and Stony Brook. Your comments and questions back after this on the Oregon Sports Network from Learfield.
As my family continued to grow, I realized I'd have to replace my beloved Jeep with something that has, well, more seats. I'm Jason Hines, Country Financial Rep and father of seven. Whether you're upgrading from your sporty ride with no room for a car seat or finally replacing your well-loved beater that still has a cassette player, you'll want the right protection for your new car. Work with a Country Financial Rep like me and get the protection you need at a price you can afford. Learn more at TakeSimpleSteps.com or contact a local country representative.
From the weight room to the classroom, on the field and off it, OnPoint proudly supports University of Oregon athletics because student athletes do so much more than bring us pride on game day. They bring our entire community together in Eugene and all across Oregon. So whether you're watching the game in the stadium, at home, or at your favorite local business, their success makes all of us stronger. OnPoint Community Credit Union. Join in. OnPointCU.com. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity.
Don't go anywhere. Duck Insider continues after these messages on the Oregon Sports Network from Learfield. From Learfield.
Jill, why don't you tell the class what you did this weekend?
Well, my dad and I went in search of some magical minnows and found a zillion of them in the stream from our lookout rock. Then my sister and I escaped from an evil slug king and went back to my super twig fort for safety. Then we told stories till it got dark, and the Big Dipper led us all the way home.
Whoa. Where were you, Jill?
We went to the forest. It's not that far away.
Ask your parents to take you and your friends to the forest this week. It's closer than you think. Check out discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
If a natural disaster comes knocking, how prepared is your family? You can't just close the door on earthquakes, floods, or hurricanes and hope they go away. That's why it's important to make a plan now. Ready.gov/plan has the tools and tips you need to prepare your family for an emergency. So if disaster shows up at your doorstep, you'll be ready. Visit ready.gov/plan and make a plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Back on Nugget Cider, presented by On Point Community Credit Union. Joey Mack and Jerry Allen are here in the Country Financial Studio, and Mike Jorgensen joining us via the TV over there. So I don't know if you guys have seen the episode of Modern Family with our buddy Ty Burrell, of course, huge Oregon fan, where he's actually on like a, I think it's a Segway, and then he's got an iPad sitting at the top of it, and it's because he had to quarantine in a hotel room for some reason, and so he's got a remote control, and he's driving it around, talking to people through this iPad. That's how I envision the guest line with Jorgie when he's not with us in the studio. I just always think of that episode of Modern Family with Ty Burrell. So, Jorgie, being in the same sentence as Ty Burrell, that's not a bad deal, huh?
Yeah, that's right. Worship that guy. He's great.
All right, we got some picks to make. Last week, the Ducks, of course, with a big win over Ohio State, that wasn't the only good thing for the Pac-12. The Pac-12 did see some, I think, good results, even though you're never going to want to be happy about a loss. But Texas A&M had to squeak one out against Colorado. I think Colorado showed they can play with that with anybody. TCU, it would have been nice to see Cal win that game last week for the Pac-12. They had an opportunity to do it. Michigan was in control against Washington the entire time, so you couldn't get two big Big Ten wins. And then San Diego State beating Arizona was one of the ones that hurt a little bit because that kept Jorgie in the game. Jorgie picked San Diego State, and Arizona did not get it done. So Jerry and I missed on that one.
Come on, Wildcats.
And then the other one that really hurt is it helped Jerry, but it hurt the Pac-12 because BYU beat Utah, and that game is the reason that Jerry is going to be picking first this week because he went 7-2 in picks last week. Jorgie and I both went 6-3. Jorgie did miss on the Oregon State-Hawaii game. He would like to contest that pick because he feels that he was forced into picking Hawaii. Jerry and I are both about to vote that you cannot contest that pick. Agreed, Jerry? Aye?
Well, he contested himself. We didn't.
That's right.
So you can't undo that. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Yeah.
just nothing.
That was too easy. Okay.
That was way too easy. He's got something up his sleeve here. I don't like
it's
this.
It's my own fault. Okay, it's my own fault, and I'll take responsibility for that. I set the table. I set the table with Oregon State, Purdue. I set it right off the bat. I'll pick Oregon State, and if they lose this game, I'll never pick them again. And so I set the table on that, and, you know, got to live with it for a week.
All right. Picks are brought to you by our friends at Sylvan Ridge Winery. Sylvan Ridge Winery, proud to be Eugene, Oregon's first bonded winery with a heritage of hospitality that spans nearly four decades and three generations. All right, Sylvan Ridge Winery, let's see what happens in week three. So Jerry's going to pick first, then it'll be me, then it will be Jorgie, then it will be the coin. The coin only got three picks right last week. So let's begin with, well, the first game that's on the docket. And, guys, I will say, and this is a reminder for everybody, whoever's picking first, once per week, you can defer to pick last on one particular game. So yes. Jerry does have one deferral.
We thought about changing that rule this week, didn't we?
Yeah, too late now.
But we haven't picked yet, Joey.
Too late now.
We have not made the picks yet. So you and I have an opportunity here to reverse that rule and just have it be once a year.
I'm going to get my gavel. Jorgie, do you have a motion to remove that rule from the rule book?
No, I don't. We'll just go ahead and stay with it.
Okay, that's a great way. Great start today.
We need a sidebar with both of you up on the bench here, please. You're out of order, Jorgie. You're out of order.
So what's the judge bench? Is it Phillips? Because he's got the flag over here.
Yeah, oh, really.
All right. Minnesota, Colorado is the first game. It's on Pac-12 Network at Folsom Field, a 10 a.m. Pacific time kickoff. And it's not in the Eastern time zone. A little bit of an odd one for Colorado fans against a Minnesota team that I thought played Ohio State real tough in the one loss that the Gophers have so far. Colorado 1-0, or 1-1, excuse me, and they're a 2.5-point favorite in what might be the toughest pick of the weekend, and that's the first one on the docket. It's supposed to be 88 degrees at Folsom Field. Jerry, who do you like, Minnesota, Colorado?
Yeah, this is a tough one because I'm not going to pick it first. That's what makes it so tough.
I kind of thought that would be the case.
It's a 2.5-point favorite for
Colorado. Yeah. And the over-under is 48.5.
Jeez. So I'm going to defer. I'm deferring this
one. All right, he's going to defer. I'm going to defer too. Jorgie?
Hey, who's laughing in the background?
Yeah, you know, I have a hard time with this one. This is a really, really tough game. I thought that Minnesota played really, really well against Ohio State, and I'm going to be honest. If Ibrahim didn't get hurt in that game, and if he was healthy, their star running back, one of the best in the country, I'm picking Minnesota. I'm going to pick Colorado because I think they really showed something against Texas A&M, and they do not want to lose another non-conference game at home. It's going to be close. I'm going to go Colorado. I'm going to back the pack here. Colorado. Jorgie, what do you think?
I agree with everything you just said. If Ibrahim is playing, whole different game. I still think Colorado would be tough with Minnesota at home. And being at home, I think, is a big difference maker. Plus, the belief factor now, I think, that has, you know, has snuck into Colorado's players and Durrell, Coach Durrell's mind is that, hey, we can play with the big boys. We played with Texas A&M, had them on the ropes all the way to the end. There will be a fan base that's hungry for a big win. And it's a nice matchup, a nice non-conference matchup with Minnesota. So I'm taking the Buffs. I'm back in the pack, and I think the Buffs are going to win.
All right. So next up, because of the deferral, it's going to be the coins. So, Jerry, you got updated coins for us.
Right.
You got to tell fans about these.
Okay, these are two coins. This is a coin that a team from was actually stationed in Iraq, and we did a video conference with them. And when they got home, we met at the Rose Bowl the next year, and they gave me this Oregon coin. There's one in there. This one is a little tougher. This was the challenge coin that my Marine grandson got when he got out of boot camp. Unfortunately, he took his life earlier this year, so that one really means a lot. So I'm going to say, hey, let's go with my grandson's coin, and that's the heads. It's got a hat on it.
Heads is the hat.
It makes it easier. Jorgie always needs a hat or a head.
So
right?
That's right. Yeah.
Huh? Okay.
So I'm curious, guys, how come the Eagles always tails?
Because he's got feathers.
Is that why?
Well, I guess. I don't know. It works for me.
I mean, I understand, like, heads is, you know, like, if there's an old president on the coin,
right.
The head is heads. But,
yeah.
You know, it's always like they're, yeah, anyway. Okay. So am I flipping?
You're flipping.
That's
you
what's happening?
Yep.
Well, I think you should flip first.
Well, okay, just the first one.
All right. Just the first one.
It's a hat and an eagle, which is the feathers. It's the feathers.
Feathers.
Okay, here we go. Is it the coin's turn?
Coin's turn, yeah.
Boy, that's bright lights up there. And that is the Tails.
Tails of Minnesota.
All right,
road
there
team.
You go. All right.
Head,
first flip.
Heads for the home team. Yeah, so now you got to pick.
I just did. The coin said.
Coin said Minnesota.
Oh, you mean in this one?
Yeah.
I'm glad you guys picked Colorado. I wanted to pick Colorado. And the reason I in exclamation point, Muhammad Ibrahim is out. I think that's everything. I really do. And Colorado, as Jorgie mentioned, has got some confidence. They're playing at home. I think it's going to be a dogfight game. I really do. I think it could come down to a field goal, but I'm still going to go with Colorado.
Colorado.
Yeah.
All right. So everybody thinks close Colorado. I'll take it. 12:30, Idaho, the Fighting John Lundquist visit Oregon State. The Beavs are 1-1. It's in Corvallis, 64 degrees, supposed to be raining at kickoff, 12:30. How about Chance Nolan at quarterback now for the Beavs? Did they find something there? What do you think, Jerry?
I choose not to defer this game. I'm actually.
Well, that's
going
good.
To
you
pick
cannot.
Yeah, okay, I know. Beavers. I'm Idaho's. You know, pretty good football team. They're always tough, but Oregon State's got. They're at home. They've got to get. They get a new quarterback. They got to get some rhythm. Sometimes you make a change like that. It's all guys need to say, okay, we're going to be okay now. So I think the Beavers are going to be okay. I'll go Oregon State.
All I want is for Idaho to play this game tough for our man John Lundquist. He's been doing stats for, what, 34 years
now on
broadcast?
Yep.
So John Lundquist is the reason that any of us sound halfway decent and like we sort of know what we're talking about on broadcast. That's all John Lundquist. He is, of course, a Vandal. I would really love for Idaho to give him a game just for John. And if they win, party at the Lundquist house tomorrow night. I don't think they're going to win, though. I think Oregon State will win. Idaho, though, if you look at their metrics from their level, their defense is actually pretty good. So I think you're going to learn a lot more about Oregon State than maybe some fans might think after this game. If they put up a bunch of points against Idaho State, or excuse me, against Idaho, God, John would hate that I just made that mistake. If they put up a bunch of points against Idaho, I think that the Beavers probably have found something offensively. So we'll see what happens. I'm picking the Beavs.
Jordan?
Yeah, I think it might be a little bit tougher for the Beavers to score points this week. You know, unlike last week with Hawaii, I think Idaho's defense is pretty good. My mom and dad are Idaho grads. So, you know, I began the day leaning towards the Idaho Vandal colors of black and gold up there in northern Idaho, one of those towns that we stay in every once in a while when we play against Washington State and Moscow, Idaho. And obviously we have great memories of the varsity pizza place that we would go to. And eat all the pizza before anybody else could get in there.
And yeah, we put him out of business.
And have no
yeah.
food. I could go on and on and on about it, but I think Oregon State got a lot better last week. And I'm getting hungry, so I'm taking the Beavers this week because I can't do this anymore, okay? I'm giving you guys a free point every week, and I'm still hanging in there, but I'm getting hungry.
You've actually done it pretty much.
Really, really hungry.
2 years.
Okay.
Whoa! So, I'm tweeting that out. Jorgie has just made a major change in his philosophy.
Wow.
Picking the Beavers.
I'm taking the Beavers.
So you do this every year. I think Jorgie likes playing from behind. He likes that underdog at the end of the season mentality.
Well, he's good at it. He's good at it.
It's time to stop as he's two picks down from the leader, but he's picking the Beavs. All right, am I flipping?
Picks. Only two picks.
You're
flipping. Yeah.
Okay.
It's a heavy coin, so don't break your computer.
Oh, that's right. It popped a key off your keyboard one time, didn't it?
Yes, it did.
Yeah, it flipped up, and it hit like the control key, and it went poof. Popped it right off. Okay, so over the carpet.
There
is that
go.
What you're telling me? Okay. I want everybody to know that this is going to be a terrible flip. That actually wasn't too bad.
No.
Heads, the hat. And I feel like I got to show it to everybody.
I know.
Like,
yeah,
you got to make
yeah.
sure you know everybody sees it. That's the home team in Oregon State. Continuing with our Sylvan Ridge Winery picks, Sacramento State, Cal. Jerry, can the Fighting Hornets of Sacramento State make Cal 0-3 with a couple of heartbreakers so far on their schedule?
Boy, they better not.
You know what? I never would have guessed in a million years that Stanford was going to go in and do what they did to USC last week. So I don't know who USC is. I'm not sure. It's got to be USC. Holy cow.
Well, that's good.
I mean, Cal. It's got to be Cal.
I was worried about you for a minute. I just want to let you know that.
I told you I got the wrong notes in front of me. No, Cal's going to win this game. Give me the flag. I'm going to throw it at him. Okay. You laugh that hard at me again, you're getting the flag. If you have a hammer, I will use that too. No, I mean a real hammer.
You know, the best part about this, though, is that Jerry was right. I skipped USC Washington State by accident. That one's actually at 12:30 on Fox.
That's what confused me. I was going, where is that?
Sac State Cal is 1 o'clock. That's my bad.
So what I was doing was look ahead to USC and Cal when they play. That's what I was talking about, trying to figure
sure.
out. Yeah, okay.
Sure.
Okay. Where were we?
Let's take a break. Sylvan Ridge Winery picks. When we come back, we're going to actually get back on track. Boy, that's the first time in a while it's been my fault we've gone off the rails on a Friday. USC Washington State, more coming up on the Oregon Sports Network from Learfield.
Dear Exit Strategy, no matter which Toyota you choose, there's an exit from the ordinary to match. See you soon, Toyota. Visit your local Toyota dealer or toyota.com today. Toyota, let's go places.
What's with Mountain Dew? Mountain Dew is like a zipline of incredible flavor directly into your brain. Mountain Dew is like getting punched in the mouth with pure neon refreshment that creates a neural explosion, sending flavor shards of electric brain pulses into your very core of being. Okay, maybe that's a little over the top, but you get the idea. The fact is, the mind-bending challenge of describing the taste of Mountain Dew is way harder than just experiencing it. That, of course, is easy. Just grab an ice cold Dew, crack it open, and toss them back. Mountain Dew. Do the Dew.
Dear Exit Strategy, no matter which Toyota you choose, there's an exit from the ordinary to match. See you soon, Toyota. Visit your local Toyota dealer or toyota.com today. Toyota, let's go places.
Duck Insider continues after this timeout on the Oregon Sports Network from Learfield.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it. Never gazing, without a compass, eyes waiting, started to wonder. Metamorphosis, loss of who you thought you was.
When your kid can't find the language, help them find the lyrics. Listen to the Sound It Out album and get tips and tools to start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Hey, Dad, how do airplanes fly? What's in this box? Is this tree good for climbing? How are babies made? What does this thing do?
Kids are curious about everything, including guns. Talking to them about gun safety in your home is a good first step, but you can do more. Always keep your guns locked, unloaded, and stored separately from ammunition. Safe gun storage saves lives. Learn how to make your home safer at nfamilyfire.org. That's nfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by nFamily Fire, Brady, and the Ad Council.
It's a Friday on Duck Insider, presented by On Point Community Credit Union. Tobias says it looks like it's an ibuprofen and acetaminophen watch day for me today. Yeah, that's my fault. USC Washington State.
We're on drugs already.
Is the next game on the docket. Then it will be Sac State and Cal. It's our Sylvan Ridge Winery picks. 4 decades, 3 generations of hospitality at Sylvan Ridge Winery. Get the Moscato if you like sweet wine. It's like dessert in a glass. Yeah. It's really, really good. The very best of the South Willamette Valley at Sylvan Ridge. The not very best of the Willamette Valley, of course, is the three of us. Joey, Jerry, Jorgie, Scotty. USC Washington State, 12:30 on Fox. Let's get back on track. Martin Stadium, 58 degrees. Rain. USC is a favorite under former Oregon assistant coach and interim head coach Dante Williams after Clay Helton. His time is done at USC, and I do want to say, classy, classy message that Clay Helton sent via his Twitter. A classy exit for that USC former head coach, and we'll see what happens with the Trojans coaching search. Washington State, meanwhile, I'll be honest, I have zero idea what to make of Washington State so far. I've watched bits and pieces of both of their games so far this season. I have no idea what to make of Washington State. What do you make of USC Washington State, Jerry Allen?
Well, Jaden Delore is throwing the ball pretty well. I mean, he has some success throwing the ball, and I think that last game, Max Borgi finally got back to running the ball well. So whatever they did in that first game was not representative of their offense and what they can do. I think with Delore throwing the ball, Borgi back, I think their offense scores points. But the Cougars have no sacks of any quarterbacks yet this year. Their defense is just not getting them. And Slovis, 65% throwing the ball. Slovis throwing the ball. So it's a toss-up for me. I'm going to go with the home team. I think the Cougars will get it done. I think they've kind of found their rhythm again a little bit, but their defense has got to stiffen up. And USC is still, I think, a little bit of a mess.
Does Washington State win game one if Delore is their quarterback? I probably think that
they do.
I think they'd be 2-0, and I think that the line wouldn't be a touchdown favorite for the road team in USC. I think it'd be a little closer than that.
Yeah, I agree.
I want to pick Washington State so bad, and I feel like every year there's a couple games where I'm like, USC is just way more talented than this team. I have to pick them. And then they lose.
Yeah.
It happens at least a couple times every year.
Yeah.
I have a sneaking suspicion that this is one of those games. But I think Dante Williams is going to have the Trojans ready to go. With everything going on, I'm going to believe in Dante Williams. Because, guys, we had the pleasure of getting to know him.
Yes.
And his players will run through the wall for him. I think, regardless of everything going on around USC, they are better than Washington State. I'm going to pick the Trojans. I don't feel good about it. Jorgie?
Yeah, isn't that funny? I feel the same way, too. It's about 2 or 3 games under Clay Helton, obviously. They're not under Clay Helton anymore, but it still has, you know, the footprints of a lot of that stuff. And it's tough to turn something around in just 1 week from a coaching standpoint. But I just don't think it's the same matchup as they faced with Stanford. They have problems with Stanford every single year because they don't match up at the line of scrimmage very well. And if Stanford gets going in any way, shape, or form with a run game, which they did against USC, it makes a passing game that's not inventive, not creative, but effective enough. And I just think USC has too much talent at the defensive back position to match up with the wide receivers for Washington State, number one. And number two, I think they have too much talent on offense against the Washington State defense to lose that game. I mean, Max Borgi is what Max Borgi is. But he's not running behind the Stanford offensive line through big holes that they're matching up and going with the elephant package and everything else. So I'm taking USC in this one. I think USC is going to go up and get a victory up in the Blues. Might be difficult. Might be a bad mind frame to be going up there with. But at the same time, I just think they're good enough and they'll get it done.
All right, we'll see. The coin in the USC-Washington State game. That was a good flip.
Good flip.
That's tails.
Tails. That is Tails.
I don't know if Jorgie can see from our camera up there, but Tails.
It is Tails. Let me say this about the USC. And Jorgie, you mentioned it with the coaching change. Can they turn it around in 1 week? I don't know if a team going through what USC is going through, we don't know the mindset of the team and how they felt about Clay Helton. Did they really like him? Were they happy with him? Are they a little upset now because their guy has been booted out so early in the season? So you don't know really what's going on in the hearts of those players. And you know, that's what makes me think they may go in there on the road a little bit unsettled.
All right.
I will say this, guys, and you mentioned it. Whether USC fans like Clay Helton or not, you find out real quickly, and we've known all the way along when we saw it on his exit, the character of a guy.
Yes.
The high character of a guy, regardless fan or not, the character of the guy showed through shiny. I loved it.
Yeah, I did too. I really have a lot of respect for that man after the message that he sent out. Now we can pick Cal Sacramento State. I already did my run through. Who's going to win, Jerry?
Cal.
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 He said, can you flip the coin? I got to write down the picks.
Okay. He said cow, not cow.
I thought he said cow.
Cal, C-O-W?
Moo. Moo.
Hey, nice catch, by the way.
Hat. Heads.
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 That's Cal. Yeah, so I just, guys, Cal has to win that game, right? Like, there's no there's just no excuse for that one. Odd kickoff time, 1:15 Pacific time on the Pac-12 Network. Arkansas State is visiting Washington. Washington is 0-2. Guys, I'm going to tell you something here that may surprise you. Washington is only a 17-point favorite in this game at home. Does that surprise either one of you?
No.
I don't know enough about Arkansas State. That's the thing about it. You know, I didn't have a chance to really look at what they've done so far. Yeah, a little bit. I mean, in normal years, wouldn't you think it would be close to 30?
Yep. That's exactly what I thought. Who's going to win, Jerry?
Well, Arkansas State can put pressure on the quarterback. They got some sacks. Dylan Morris has been sacked, but I still think this is a situation where, well, that should have been the first week too. Washington has better athletes, but see that didn't
they've been banged up
difference.
Though. I mean, I will say that their receiving game's been really banged up.
All right, well, I'm gonna go with the Huskies. I don't think that Arkansas State can come all the way out and get a win in Seattle. The weather's going to be kind of rotten, too, so Huskies win.
Yeah, I did not. I'm with Jorgie. I didn't look at Arkansas State much, but just that line surprised me. I feel like I could be that guy who's a duck who sits here and goes, let's go Arkansas State! Down go the Huskies! I mean, Washington has to win this game.
Yeah.
This is one just like the Cal-Sacramento State game. They just have to win. If either one of those teams lose this weekend, I would not want to be in that fan base right now. What do you think, Jordan?
Oh, jeez. Well, I'll tell you, I can't say I haven't enjoyed what's happened the first 2 weeks. But, you know, but at the same time, I just can't see it happening a third time, or should I say a second time, in relation to a game where you should be the overwhelming favorite. You know, at Michigan, not surprised with the outcome of that game because I think Michigan's a pretty good team. But at the same time, Washington can't continue. The only way Washington gets beat in this game to me is if the rain becomes a turnover scenario for Washington where they turn it over a bunch of times. Arkansas State is able to go a short field to get scores. All of a sudden, man, the pressure begins to mount because of what's happened in the first two games. But I just don't see that happen. I'm taking the Huskies.
Also, note from Tobias, Jerry's coin catch was better than anything we've seen from the Huskies all season.
Yeah, that was.
Put me in, coach.
Yeah, I was going to say, you want to put in
out.
A call to Coach Lake there, and boy, that would solve some problems, wouldn't it? coin flip for Arkansas State, Washington. That was a good one.
Good flip.
That's Heads, the home team in Washington. All right, guys, we got some more Sylvan Ridge Winery picks to make elsewhere on the schedule. Utah-San Diego State, does the transitive property of beating the Pac-12 apply to that? Stanford-Vanderbilt. Interesting matchup. Arizona State, BYU, and Fresno State, UCLA. I'm actually really excited for those two night games.
Build the intrigue, Jorgie. Build the intrigue. Don't be kidding.
Sylvan Ridge Winery picks. We're back after this. We have not opened the wine yet on the Oregon Sports Network from Learfield.
From the weight room to the classroom, on the field and off it, On Point proudly supports University of Oregon athletics because student athletes do so much more than bring us pride on game day. They bring our entire community together in Eugene and all across Oregon. So whether you're watching the game in the stadium, at home, or at your favorite local business, their success makes all of us stronger. On Point Community Credit Union. Join in. OnPointCU.com. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity.
Dear past, present, and future football watchers, football is back! So consider this your official excuse for always putting football watching first, courtesy of Pepsi. That haircut appointment? Seeing the in-laws for the first time in ages?
It's been so long!
Nope, sorry, Susan, not if it's on Sunday. Long story short, after the year we've all had, we think you could use a little football watching. So crack open a Pepsi and cheer your football watching face off. With love, Pepsi. Made for football watching. That's what I like.
Duck Insider, your home for the latest news on Oregon athletics on the Oregon Sports Network from Learfield.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
What is dedication?
My daughter started making necklaces. She makes what we call affirmation fashion. I tell her every day that your black is beautiful. And if there's anything better than being beautiful, it's being smart. And if there's anything better than being smart, it's being kind. And reaffirming that every day is our method of making sure her chin never drops.
That's dedication. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Back in the Country Financial Studio, it is Duck Insider, presented by On Point Community Credit Union. We just picked Arkansas State, Washington, now into the late afternoon window on CBS Sports Network. Utah heads to San Diego State in what I think is an intriguing game, Jerry Allen.
Who's playing?
I'm deferring. I'm sorry. I can't make a decision, so I'm deferring. It's not going to work again, is it? Okay, I know I did. I just don't think that San Diego State will win two Pac-12 games in a row.
They've done it before.
I don't think they will. San Diego State, not effective throwing the ball. They're a good running team, so if you can defend the pass or defend the run, and that's what Utah's going to do. San Diego State, really one-dimensional. I don't think they'd be able to do it. I think Utah probably should have won the game last week. If it had been in Salt Lake City, they would have won instead of BYU. So I like Utah. Charlie Brewer, 64% throwing the ball, three touchdowns. Only sacked three times. He can run the ball, too. I just like Utah. I'm going to go with Utah. I'm going to give you guys a chance to catch me.
I'm still in first place. But thank you for that chance.
Well, why am I picking? Oh, that's because I won that week.
Yeah,
we need to change
week.
That rule.
Why do we need to change all the Utah, San Diego State. San Diego State has been a little bit of a Pac-12 killer lately.
In a lot
of games over the last decade, San Diego State, and it's usually been because of the run game. Greg Bell
against bad teams, though.
That's what I was just going to say. Greg Bell, I think, can run the ball well. I think that Arizona's defense is really bad. That's what won the game for San Diego State,
yes.
I think, is that Arizona's defense wasn't good. I agree. I think that Utah is the more physical team. I think Utah should win this game.
I think
that it's going to be closer than 8.5 points. So oddsmakers have it at 8.5 points. I think Utah wins a close one on the road.
Well,
I think Utah wins a close one on the road. Jordy, what do you think?
I do too. I think Utah is a better team overall. I wouldn't say that San Diego State has a home field advantage. That's the thing about it. I mean, if they were playing in an atmosphere like in Provo or playing in an atmosphere like in Salt Lake City even, by going to San Diego, it'd be a whole different story, but I just don't think that's the case. I think Utah's a better team. I think they'll respond well to the loss to BYU.
Yeah, me too.
But you're right about San Diego State. I don't think people give them sometimes enough credit for what they've done. Yeah, they beat a bad Arizona team, But they've gone down to Arizona State on the road and beaten the Sun Devils. They've been tough on a lot of Pac-12 teams over time. I think this one will be a close one, but I also believe that Utah pulls it out just because front to back and everywhere in between, I think they are just a better team, period. So
heads for the coin, that would be San Diego State. I think that's going to be a good game. I'm disappointed that one's going to be going on same time as Oregon Stony Brook, which will be the 4:30 kickoff on Pac-12 Network, and of course we'll have a 2:30 pregame starting with Terry Johns. Tony Washington is our interview this week on the pregame show, guys. Getting to know the former tremendous Duck, who's now the director of player development. Terry Johns had an awesome conversation. You'll want to tune in for that during our 2:30 pregame show ahead of that 4:30 kickoff. So we'll have to be keeping track of Utah San Diego State on that Bi-Mart scoreboard, Jorgie. No pressure, but you're going to have to keep
I will
up to
be.
Date. All right, that's what I like to hear. 5 o'clock, ESPNU, Stanford visits Vanderbilt in a game that Jorgie said he's not interested in. So, Jerry, what do you think in an uninteresting game?
I'll pick for both of us. For me, I'll pick Stanford. For him, I'll pick Vandy, okay, because he doesn't care. I think that's what he was saying.
What did you say?
I'm going like this,
and all of a sudden it's like, what?
No, actually, Vandy had a really tough year last year. I don't think they won a ball game. They were 0-9. COVID hit them really bad. They're rebuilding. They're picked last in the SEC East, I think, this year. So
I think they're picked last in the SEC total.
Total, yeah, no doubt. Stanford, especially with what Stanford did last week at USC.
Yeah, I think Stanford always plays awful in 9 a.m. Pacific time kickoffs. So what Kansas State did to them in week one did not surprise me. And what they did to USC also did not surprise me, because the Cardinal have just completely had USC's number. This feels like a game that Stanford wins. It's in a time zone that Stanford likes to play in, even though it is at Vanderbilt. What I mean by that is it's a kickoff time that's not at 9 a.m. I think that Stanford wins the game.
Yeah. Did you know the combined GPA of those two teams is 3.95?
Really?
I thought they were better than that.
Oh, did you? Yeah. I don't know if that's true, but I bet you it is.
I bet it is, too. Medical school in Vandy.
Pretty amazing.
And Stanford, yeah. No doubt. That is
And they play pretty good football. That is Stanford, what I mean. And Vanderbilt obviously has struggled for a long, long, long time. And they'll struggle again this week. I think Stanford gets their second victory in a row, the long trip across the country. And a nice flight back home.
Coin flips going with the home team. That's Vandy, guys. Yeah, that's going to be an interesting one. Northern Arizona, Arizona is the 7 o'clock kickoff on the Pac-12 Network. Jerry?
Pac-12 needs to continue to do well. They've got opportunities this week to launch the Pac-12 up a little bit higher, a little more respect. Arizona has played Northern Arizona 16 times. They've won 15 of them, lost only once. They are not losing this week either.
When
Arizona.
Did they lose the one game? Do you remember?
I did not look that up. Oh. No. Might have been like 1863. I have no idea.
Yeah, Arizona has to win. This is another one.
No.
Arizona, Cal, Washington are just, you have to win these games.
Yeah,
this
for
week.
The Pac-12.
So I'm picking them, yeah. Arizona.
You know, guys, I'm picking Arizona too, but don't be surprised if this is a really, really close game, because NAU – is a good team. On the FCS level, they're a good team. They're a really solid team. And Aaron Flugrad, you remember the old Sheldon grad and played here at Oregon for a while, then went to Arizona State, is on that coaching staff for NAU, does a great job with those guys. So I think they'll make it difficult, but I'm taking the Wildcats.
I think that an over-under of 52 points is low.
Probably.
I think there's going to be some I think there's going to be some points on the board. By the way, guys, 98 degrees at kickoff at 7 o'clock at night. Huh? Mm. Scott says terrible flip. You want to reflip?
It went around.
Reflip?
Didn't go over. Yeah.
Okay.
There's good. There you go.
All right. That is Tails going with NAU, the coin is. Yeah,
good
how
job.
About that? NAU. All right, guys, I actually think that apart from that Minnesota-Colorado game, I think that maybe the most intriguing games are actually the evening window in the Pac-12 this week. 7:15 on ESPN from Provo. It's a top 25 matchup. Number 19, Arizona State, 2-0. Number 23, BYU, 2-0. Jaren Hall from BYU has certainly looked the part at quarterback. Arizona State sure has looked the part at quarterback as well. I actually think that might be one of the more dynamic playmakers in the Pac-12 at quarterback in Daniels for Arizona State. What do you think, Jerry?
Well, and that's the reason I'm going to go with Arizona State. Sun Devils. The Sun Devils have a better defense. They really just have their defense is really, really good. Now, BYU was jacked up because they were at home against Utah, and so that was a different emotional type of a game. I don't think the emotion is going to be there this week for BYU. And Arizona State's a team. Daniels, dual threat, running the ball, throwing the ball. I think Arizona State wins. I'm not going to say easily, but I think the Sun Devils are a better football team, even on the road.
BYU is basically an honorary member of the Pac-12 for the first 3 weeks because they beat Arizona 24-16. Then they beat Utah 26-17, and now they're going to play Arizona State before finally playing somebody else in USF. I thought that 24-16 was a little too close for comfort against Arizona.
I agree.
I thought that Utah very well could have won that game. I think BYU will play disciplined football. I think that BYU is going to make this a close game. But I agree. I think Arizona State wins. I think Arizona State wins by a field goal at home.
Yep. I'm taking the Sun Devils as well. And that game's in Provo, right?
It is in Provo, yes.
Yeah. Yeah, so I'm taking Arizona State nonetheless, even being in Provo. I think they're a better team. I don't think they've had to show a whole lot in the first 2 weeks of the season either. So BYU is going to see some things that they haven't seen thus far on film from Arizona State. Arizona State can run it. Jaden Daniels is dangerous at the quarterback position, dual threat. I think their defense is better. And you're right, Jerry. BYU was jacked for that game. And they had lost, 9 in a row, 10 in a row, something like that.
Yeah.
I mean, they were really ready to go. So that's tough to be able to keep at that level 2 weeks in a row. I'm taking the Sun Devils.
One thing that I will say, if I'm Kalani Sitake, BYU head coach, Jaden Daniels is also the Arizona State leader in rushing yards. I mean, he's that dynamic, but if you can shut him down, you might slow down Arizona State. So I think that's honestly probably the entire key to that game, right, is what does Jaden Daniels do against the BYU defense. I did flip it, and we got a heads, Jorgie. So that's BYU. The coin is going with BYU. Coin with a couple gutsy
three
picks here.
Yeah.
Gutsy picks here, guys. The last game on the docket for the Pac-12 schedule this week in our Sylvan Ridge Winery pick, 7:45 p.m. kickoff on the Pac-12 Network from the Rose Bowl. Fresno State, 2-1. The one loss was that touchdown defeat at the hands of the Ducks. UCLA is number 13 in the country coming off a bye week, guys. UCLA is a big favorite in this game.
And they should be. DTR is not a very efficient passer yet, 53%. Mm-hmm. And he's been sacked 5 times. So UCLA's offense has been mystifying. You know, how did they do what they did to LSU? How are they winning their games? But they don't seem to be that efficient yet. I think they are a really, really good football team. I think their offensive line is one of the best in the conference. And I think they got a great quarterback and receivers. I think their defense is solid. Fresno State's a good football team, but I don't think they can match up with UCLA. They didn't match up with Oregon, I didn't think. I didn't think the Ducks showed much. UCLA will show what they can do. I'm going to go with the Bruins.
Yeah, I think UCLA is the better team. It's really interesting, guys. Pro Football Focus so far through 2 weeks, well, 3 weeks for some teams like Fresno State, but through 2 weeks, the grades have been released, and for just passing and the, you know, Pro Football Focus, if you're not familiar, they do kind of advanced studies and analytics of and basically give out grades for different players at different positions. Dorian Thompson-Robinson was actually one of the worst in the Pac-12 in terms of his Pro Football Focus passing grade, but similar to Anthony Brown, because of what he can do with his legs, I think he's just so effective. He's so hard to stop. And Fresno State had trouble with Anthony Brown in that regard as the Ducks started to use him in the run game more often. For that reason, I think UCLA wins. I think Fresno State isn't going to get beat by 11 points like the odds makers say, though. I think it's probably a little closer than that. I think UCLA wins by maybe 7-10. I don't think it's going to be by 14, for example. But UCLA will win the game. What do you think, Jorg?
You know, I think if UCLA is opening the season against Fresno State, Fresno State's got a chance to beat them with LSU as game two. Much like Oregon opened with Fresno State with Ohio State as game two. I think if you looked at it that way, this would be a different game. But UCLA will be ready and prepared a week off.
Yeah.
They've seen what difficulties Fresno State gave Oregon. They've seen what Oregon then did with Ohio State. So in the minds of players and coaches, they can use that as a lot of motivation for the game. Also, I just think Fresno State is so one-dimensional. I don't believe they're going to be able to run the ball against this UCLA defense. So again, if you have to rely on throw, and Fresno State does it pretty well, I don't think you can overcome an excellent UCLA team on both sides of the ball. Very mature, very physical. They'll run it down their throat. They'll stay with it. And DTR doesn't have to probably throw 15 to 20 passes in this game, and they'll still win the game. And I think they actually win by a lot. So I'm taking UCLA.
All right. So we'll find out. The coin flip, the last one.
Good one.
That was a good flip. Heads is UCLA. All right, guys, that's our Sylvan Ridge Winery picks. Proud to be Eugene, Oregon's first bonded winery with a heritage of hospitality that spans nearly four decades. Very best of the South Willamette Valley, Sylvan Ridge Winery. Georgie, I haven't gotten you your wine bottle yet. I'm sorry, I owe you one.
No, just wait till the end of the season, okay?
Fair enough.
Wait till the end of the season. We'll break it open on our last show.
Just like we have had dinner so many times.
Yes. He did say we would break it open on our last show.
He did say that, didn't he?
Yes.
Yeah, he did say that.
I didn't say drink it, but we'll just break it open.
Just break it open. Sure, yeah. That's
Oh, BS. If we open it, we're drinking it. That's stupid. Come on.
That's it for your Sylvan Ridge Winery picks. To recap, all of us are taking UCLA, Arizona State, Arizona, Stanford, Utah, Washington, Cal, Oregon State, and Colorado. The outlier is in the conference game of the week. Washington State and USC. Jerry Allen is taking Washington State. Georgie and I are taking USC. It is a chance for Jerry to pull even with me in first place if Washington State wins. I will go back up by 2 points on you guys if USC wins that game. There's
good
your breakdown.
Chase. Good race.
Yeah, like good race so far.
Season's going good.
The coin is, well, the coin.
I tell you what, the coin picked three in a row that were exact opposite of us, right? NAU.
Yep.
Yeah.
BYU.
State, yeah.
Vandy. San Diego State,
Vandy,
BYU.
Coin could make up some ground.
Yeah, BYU, NAU, Vandy, San Diego State. Actually, four in a row where the coin's going for it. So we'll see what happens. Georgie, I'm going to let you go. That I'm sorry that took a little longer than I thought. So get back to work,
no,
will you?
Good. Fun. See you guys tomorrow at the stadium around, 10 a.m.? Oh, that's a little early. It's a 4:30 game, isn't it? 12:30?
That works. As long as there's donuts there.
I'll bring food.
Okay.
Mike Jorgensen.
I'll bring dinner for us, Joey, to pay for last year. How about that? Better than a box lunch, isn't it? I'll bring some wings. I'll bring wings.
That doesn't count.
And we'll count that as the dinner.
That doesn't count.
Yeah, I'm down with that.
What do you think?
Tomorrow,
yeah.
Wings? Don't bring those garlic. No.
Flag on the play.
Don't bring the garlic.
I can't eat wings running around on the sideline.
I mean, see, you know what I'm starting to feel like? If you're a Seinfeld fan, I'm starting to feel like Jerry Seinfeld trying to buy Banya lunch because he lost. And then Banya has two.
All right, got to take a break. Sylvan Ridge Winery picks are in the books. Georgie, thanks for the time. Jerry Allen, we're back after this on the Oregon Sports Network from Learfield.
After 2 years of construction, my wife and I finally moved into our dream home. So when a bathtub fixture broke, causing major water damage, I was glad we had the home insurance protection we needed. How do you know your home is protected? Talk to a Country Financial rep like me, Nick Simon. We can help you understand your options and select coverages to meet your needs. Then if something happens to your home, you won't have any surprises. Need the right coverage for your home but not sure where to start? Visit TakeSimpleSteps.com or contact a local Country representative.
From the weight room to the classroom, on the field and off it, OnPoint proudly supports University of Oregon athletics because student athletes do so much more than bring us pride on game day. They bring our entire community together in Eugene and all across Oregon. So whether you're watching the game in the stadium, at home, or at your favorite local business, their success makes all of us stronger. OnPoint Community Credit Union. Join in. OnPointCU.com. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity.
This is Duck Insider. Duck Insider on the Oregon Sports Network from Learfield.
These are the sounds of a dinner. A dinner that almost didn't happen. A dinner now served thanks to people like you. Due to COVID-19, 17 million more Americans may face hunger. Feeding America is helping our neighbors in need. And if you're able, you can too. Donations are being accepted at feedingamerica.org/coronavirus. Brought to you by the Ad Council and Feeding America. 200 food banks strong.
It's time for today's STEM tip. Okay, you know recycling is important. No one wants plastic in the ocean. Here's a cool way to repurpose a plastic bottle. Build an awesome terrarium. Cut a large plastic bottle in half and fill the base with sand, pebbles, potting soil, and your favorite plant. I chose an African violet. Put the top of the bottle over your base and place it in the sun. Your plant will grow sealed in its own ecosystem. Fun, right? Learn more at SheCanSTEM. A message from the Ad Council.
Friday edition of Duck Insider, presented by On Point Community Credit Union, is officially in the books. You hear the music. That means we're about done. Jerry, Stony Brook, what do you know about the Seawolves?
Well, this is their big bowl game. I mean, you're coming out to Autzen Stadium. Everybody knows how tough it is to play here. Oregon's number four team in the nation. This is your chance to make some headlines. I think they'll come in. They're a big football team. I think they'll play well.
Ducks and Seawolves, 2:30 pregame show on the Oregon Sports Network, 4:30 kickoff at Autzen. GoDucks.com for your tickets. Flag on the play. See you tomorrow.
Neil Armstrong waited 6 hours and 39 minutes to step onto the surface of the moon. Jackie Robinson waited 20 months to play his first game with the Brooklyn Dodgers. And even DiCaprio had to wait 22 years to win an Oscar. You can wait until your destination. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
People do some pretty cool things in their 40s and 50s, like go back to college, learn to skateboard. Okay, maybe that one's not for everybody, but saving for retirement is. At aceyourretirement.org, you can get on track with your retirement savings no matter your age. Just have a free 3-minute chat with the friendly digital retirement coach, Avo, and receive personalized tips to help boost your savings. Start chatting with Avo today at aceyourretirement.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Papa, why can't we telegraph while riding a horse?
Son, there ain't no one to blame but Jeffro. He was riding old Betsy the Stallion, tip-tapping away at his telegraph, when blam, ran right into the side of the saloon.
Well, if Jeffro can't do it, neither should you. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.